ADHD and insomnia, how to help your child sleep better. Sleep is foundational, both to good health and to your child's academic performance. Unfortunately, for many children with ADHD, a solid night's sleep is difficult to achieve. Kids with ADHD have a hard time settling down at night, and stimulant medications, which are sometimes used to manage ADHD, can exacerbate their natural restlessness. Making this situation more challenging, poor sleep quality can greatly worsen ADHD symptoms, such as impulsiveness, inattentiveness, and forgetfulness. Is it ADHD or a sleep disorder? Sleep disorders are rare in children, but they can occur. A small percentage of children, approximately 1 to 10%, suffer from obstructive sleep apnea, for example, a potentially dangerous condition that leads to fragmented sleep. Asthma can also interfere with sleep quality. If your child snores loudly, coughs, or appears to have difficulty breathing while asleep, you should see your doctor as soon as possible. Other causes of poor sleep quality in children include mental and emotional issues, such as anxiety, depression, and trauma. Before making a diagnosis of ADHD, the clinician assessing your child should thoroughly rule out any other mental or physical ailments that may be causing his symptoms. If your child does not have ADHD, treating the cause of his insomnia will restore his ability to concentrate and alleviate problems like irritability and impulsiveness. Tips to get your ADHD child more sleep. Improving sleep quality can greatly reduce inattentiveness and disruptive behavior while boosting memory function, making it easier for kids with ADHD to manage their condition. To help your child sleep better at night, try implementing the following strategies. Consider your child's medication use. Because ADHD medications can delay sleep onset, you should carefully review the medications your child is taking. Has your child routinely taken longer to fall asleep, or woken up more frequently during the night, since starting medication? If he has, you should speak to your family doctor about ways to manage his medication-related insomnia. Taking a lower dose of medication, trying a different medication, or altering the timing of your child's medication doses may help him sleep better. You should also consider alternative ADHD interventions. Some forms of therapy, like behavioral therapy, can significantly reduce ADHD symptoms, potentially eliminating the need for medication. Leave ample time for sleep. Though school-aged children don't need as much sleep as babies or toddlers, they still need significantly more sleep than adults. Allow enough time for your child to get between 9 to 11 hours of sleep each night. Limit daytime naps to half an hour or less to make sure your child is tired enough to sleep through the night. Check for common insomnia triggers. Exposure to the blue light emitted by backlit screens and caffeine can delay sleep onset and impair sleep quality. To promote better sleep, make sure your child is not regularly consuming caffeinated beverages, which include certain sodas and black or green tea. To mitigate the effects of blue light, establish at least 2 hours of screen-free time before bed each night. During this time, your child should not use the computer, television, or his mobile phone. Encourage your child to exercise outdoors. Exercising outdoors during the morning or early afternoon can both improve your child's overall health and regulate his sleep-wake cycle. Being exposed to daylight keeps the body's circadian rhythm aligned, while exercise raises body temperature, promoting wakefulness. As body temperature gradually drops in the hours following physical activity, the body naturally winds down for sleep. Regular exercise also reduces levels of the stress hormone cortisol, making it easier to relax at night. Making exercise an enjoyable family activity is a great way to motivate your child to stick with this healthy habit. Walking to the park together, walking the family dog, or playing a sport with your child each day will keep exercise fun and provide a valuable opportunity for family bonding. Think about what your child eats and when. Along with sunlight and physical activity, mealtimes play a significant role in regulating the circadian rhythm. Sleep experts believe that the human body synchronizes its activity patterns to reflect the times when food is most available, so eating a large meal close to bedtime may push the circadian clock forward, making it harder to settle down at night. Lying down shortly after eating can also cause acid reflux and stomach discomfort. Ideally, your child should eat dinner about 4 hours before bed, then have a light bedtime snack if he's still hungry later. Some evidence also suggests that eating a healthy diet has distinct advantages for kids with ADHD. Reducing the consumption of sugar and processed foods may improve sleep quality and moderate ADHD symptoms by regulating insulin levels. Avoiding sugar, highs, and crashes leads to more consistent energy levels and improved focus. Stick to a consistent routine, especially before bed. Children who have a predictable daily schedule feel more relaxed and secure. For children with ADHD, the reassurance of having a routine is especially important. Routine helps these kids stay organized, manage their impulses, and understand when it's time to start relaxing their minds for sleep. Whenever possible, make sure your child keeps the same bedtime schedule every night, in addition to adhering to his daily routine. He should brush his teeth, bathe, change into his PJs, and perform other activities, like reading before bed at the same time, and in the same order each night. If your child can't settle down, allow him to engage in a quiet activity. Lying in bed worrying about not being able to sleep is damaging both in the short term and the long term. Sleep anxiety makes it harder to fall asleep, and over time, it creates a mental association between the bedroom and stress. If your child can't drift off after about 20 minutes, allow him to read quietly in bed, or engage in another relaxing but distracting activity until he's naturally tired. If you try the interventions above and your child still struggles to fall or stay asleep, talking to a therapist can help. A therapist can assess your child's ADHD symptoms, along with emotional issues that may be contributing to his insomnia. He or she will then recommend specific techniques, like cognitive behavioral therapy, that have a proven record of successfully addressing sleep problems.